a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And shout out to Nico Daglio for the fantastic atmospheric music whenever I need it. And now I am here with Roulette. How's it going, guys?
Good. Pretty good.
Good. And if you would like to introduce yourselves, say what instrument you play, and we'll go from there.
I'm Cole. I play the guitar.
Hey, Cole.
I'm Sebastian. I play guitar as well, and I sing sometimes.
I sing sometimes, too. We both sing sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really good time sometimes.
It is sometimes.
Yeah.
And Sebastian, this is not your first time here.
No.
So welcome back.
Thank you.
The last time you were here, I really wish I knew. It must have been like 2 years ago at least.
I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah. And you were here with the Nut.
That's right.
And that was a lot of fun. Your hair's longer now. I think you just had a fresh buzz cut then.
I had just shaved my entire head when we did that.
So yes, it's quite a bit longer now. But welcome back. And Cole, this is not your first. It's your first time in WMFO.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not your first time in a radio station.
No.
What was the name of your show when you were in college?
It was Drip or Slip on WMUA 91.1 Amherst.
Woohoo! Bottom of the dial. We love to hear it. And was Drip or Slip a game?
No, it was, the guy I started it with, shout out Gil Cuevas, me and them decided to have a show on fashion, so we called it Drip or Slip, and the first, 2 weeks of it, we actually discussed, the Met Gala and, jeans and stuff, and then it just ended up to be, we just do whatever we wanted to, and then halfway through the show, we'd play Drip or Slip, so I guess it was a game, but you just go through your whole outfit and then rate it 1 to 10 on a decimal scale.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's really a fun game, or, it's a fun bit for an audio-only format.
Yeah, because you have to think about what we're wearing. That's why we did it. But we'd have, have a lot of guests every week. So, it would be show up and dress up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is funny because you just have to imagine what we're wearing. Unless you're have a photographic catalog in your head of all the, a pair of Levi's, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, but there's so many varieties. It's 501s. Yeah.
Yeah.
The show before me does a segment each week. I think that they're all roommates.
Okay.
And it's what's in the fridge? And they discuss what they have in their refrigerator, their shared refrigerator.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, and sometimes it's hey, yeah, sorry about that two-week-old tortilla that's starting to get moldy. I promise I'll throw that out soon.
Do you think there's, roommate sabotage involved in that? Purposely leaving food to rot? Is that all they do,
No. It's, okay. it's like they do a two-minute conversation. Okay. They touch base, They update the audience.
An hour of that would be awesome, though, because it would just get kind of old fast. It'd be I don't know, what else is there?
Yeah, that's the cheese stained. Is still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the milk has 1 week left. Yeah. No, that's not the most exciting radio. But I guess if you're really hungry or grocery shopping, it could be inspirational.
Yeah.
Before I let you guys play your first song. Oh, also, just for time planning, I didn't ask you guys this beforehand, but how many songs? Do you have a number?
It's like...
You can hold it up in your hand so we don't give any spoilers.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you.
I'm glad
that's
we
fun.
Agreed on
yeah.
That
another episode. Leaving it to them to guess.
That'd be fun too, though.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be back. Or not.
Roulette. The name is not for a little kangaroo. It is for the wheel, but it's spelled R-O-O-L-E-T.
Yeah.
Where'd the name come from?
It was all him.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was... I liked the name, and I thought spelling it the normal way was kind of a pain. And it took us, And when we started writing songs together, there was conveniently... His roommate had a roulette wheel in their room, a little prop one.
Yeah.
So it was written in the stars, you could say.
It was a weird, synchronicity thing because I remember he had told me about that name idea before he had ever been over. Mm. And then we got together to write, and it was like, oh, there's a big roulette wheel, and that's what we're calling the project. But yeah, it was funny.
Nice. And before, one more interjection before you get to play is in the deli close to where I grew up, they had they still have a bacon, egg, and cheese called The Roo, because the place is called Rooster's Market. Their bacon, egg, and cheese is The Roo.
Yeah.
So I'm just imagining a very small one of those, too.
That guy
little
would get,
roulette.
I wouldn't mind being a sandwich.
You know, that might be a spoiler, but I might ask you guys later, if you guys were a sandwich, what would be in it? But now you get to play, and you can chew on that one.
Great.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
This is a new one. We wrote it on the way over here.
Ronnie's getting wasted and she's acting jaded. I can't tell if she's real or if this is fake. And you're a smudge on the mirror. Constant sad.
A new one.
You didn't really write that on the way over, did you? Trade secret.
No, we didn't. We wrote it recently, but
that's cool.
It would be cool if we did.
Yeah,
but it'd be hard. No guitar straps, so we'd be like carrying it down the road.
Did you guys walk here?
Yeah, we walked from Davis. I don't know.
We were following the PSA.
Yeah, yeah. It's good for you.
We heard it, and we had a vision of hearing it.
Premonition.
We went to Davis to grab a quick bite before coming here, and then honestly, like 95, whatever it is, 97, doesn't sound like the worst heat of all time, and then you're in it, and you're like sweating. I mean, you're right there with us. You're sweating tanks, too. Yeah. We're all sweaty. Like
95 in Boston, too, is a different level.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's humid, and I had to turn off the AC in here because otherwise it's just like white noise machine. It sounds awful. And it's so quiet.
It is. You can hear a pin drop.
Just about. But it is steamy.
It is.
Yeah. I almost want to say like during the summer it's a bit, and it's like doing hot ones. Like it's going to be unpleasant, but you know, it's an experience.
You should turn the heat on later. Like we were lucky because we were playing earlier, so it's like kind of a cool whatever degrees it is now, and then like the next guest pump it up.
It's got to be in the 80s
in here. You think?
I'd
say a smooth 77.
Yeah. By the time the hour's over, it's gonna be. Yeah.
Awesome.
You know it's bad when you go outside and it feels refreshing and it's 88 outside right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
That's awful. It's 8:10 p.m.
Feels like a good guess then. It's 8:10.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like Hot Ones then. We're like, each song we're just a little bit more delirious.
Yeah. You know?
And by the end, it's just kind of.
We're like slurring our words.
It's kind of incoherent, but.
Yeah.
We're trying our best.
Yeah. Nice. Well, would you guys like to hit us with another one?
Yeah. This is another new one. It's called Year of the Horse. It's also conveniently the Year of the Horse.
The Year of the Horse, I will be. Brighter owner, hear that I am mine. Days they wrinkle us all tight. I'm ironed out, I'm fitted right. The year of the horse, I will be your bride. It seems the sun is shining right through windows, whispering, all right. She says, I'm dying, but I'm fine, fine, fine,
once again. Is the Chinese zodiac every 12, 13 years?
I think so.
Yeah, it's like,
I think it's 12, right?
I think it's 12 and then one for good luck.
Okay.
Right? Like Year of the Dragon, I think. It's like the, let's see, how many years Chinese zodiac? No, it's 12. Maybe I just thought that because dragons aren't real. So.
It's like a, yeah.
Part of my tuning, by the way.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Like every dozen years, every baker's dozen years, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like yeah, there's got to be like a leap year.
You can mute my mic if you want.
I thought I did. Is it that one? There we go. It's not doing much.
Pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's fine. There's a couple. Hey, we would rather have you tune than not.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Sebastian actually met. We kind of like, that was probably our first, like, one of our first interactions with each other. It's me tuning a guitar.
Wait, are we doing the D stuff? Okay.
Carousel.
Understood. I have to tune as well, so I'm gonna join.
Here, I can definitely turn off your instrument mics and just leave you with the vocals.
Thanks.
Which, unfortunately, you're not like 20 feet tall, so your mouth is still pretty close to your guitars.
On a good day, I'm 5'8", so.
Hey, you know, nothing to sneeze at.
You could sneeze at me. It'd be kind of gross, but...
Especially if you're, like, 6'3".
True.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have
to,
like...
It'd be spitting down. It'd be very disrespectful. The power dynamic of that is fascinating.
Gravitationally speaking, that is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for having us on, by the way.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for reaching out, you know? It's great to finally get you guys in. I feel like it's been a while in the making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long time coming.
Yes.
I think I ran into it with, like, the Rockwell, like, a while ago. I don't remember what I was doing there. I might have been having too much fun. But
the Rockwell's good for that.
The Rockwell is good, and there's, like, the place upstairs. Not a call to action, but... it's a good... I don't know what it's called, but the restaurant above, I enjoy quite a bit.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I didn't even know that they had a restaurant up
there. It's like... I have no idea. I'm blanking so hard. Someone I know works there, too, so... Yeah. Fatma, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
I mean, for all that I knew about the Rockwell when I was a student at Tufts was that it was a comedy club. They only started doing, like, the local live music stuff within the last, like, 5 or 6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. That's fascinating.
Yeah. It's all thanks to their new creative director. She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. She does all the programming. And said, hey, we have this great space. Why don't we have local bands? So if you're someone out there and you have a great space, why don't you have local bands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? Why don't you?
Excuse the paper sounds.
It's
we
good
are,
ASMR.
Yeah. This is me dabbing sweat off my forehead ASMR.
It's the next level of the hot ones thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. How do you guys handle your spices? Are you good?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah,
I think I'm good, but my fall off is steep. You know, like once it's not good, it's
too much.
Yeah, that's fair.
When I was a kid, I grew Carolina Reapers in my backyard. My aunt brought us to like a garden store and was like, you pick out anything you want to try to like inspire us to be like, you know, like responsible and stuff. And I brought home like the, you know, the big hot peppers, and we tried them, and it's like it's not even worth it at that point. I think spice up until it's unenjoyable is kind of like my goal.
Yeah. I mean, I like spice as long as it adds to the flavor.
Yeah.
The second it starts taking away from it, it's like, why?
Yeah.
It's just chemicals and it's causing pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you don't want someone else to eat your food.
Then you get it spicy, yeah.
Yeah. Whoa, that gave me... I went to Boy Scout camp a couple of years and we had these red water cups. And so you couldn't tell if someone... poured like half a bottle of Tabasco into your water cup.
Oh.
And yeah, this one kid, John, but he leaned into it. That was the problem. He was like, oh no, it tastes fine. And then he got sick. So that's on him. Poor John.
Like trying to like big man the Tabasco.
Yeah, pretty much. But anyway, okay. You guys can play another song now.
Sweet. This is called Lucky Spin.
Hey, man, take a lucky spin. Thank you.
Lucky Spin.
Very nice.
Thank you.
And it goes perfectly with the name.
Yeah.
Very like loose roulette cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there any other ones that I should be aware of?
There are, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, actually.
It'll come in late.
Yeah,
it'll,
okay,
perfect.
You'll see.
Yeah.
One thing I think that's worth pointing out is for most of these songs, you know, we usually play them full band, like, very, like, loud and distorted, so it's a real trip, I think, for both of us playing.
Yeah.
Like, that song is, like, really, you know...
Super heavy.
It's funny playing it, like, in this setting, but but I think it, you know, it feels good, though.
It translates, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Do you guys have any... If someone does want to get the full experience, though, do you guys have any gigs coming up?
Yes. We have one July 19th in Turner's Falls, Massachusetts. I do not know the name of the venue yet, but that is TBA. And July 20th, we're playing at Panopticon, which is a Alston Brighton house venue. And... not to do this, but we just finished recording an album. I guess almost finished, whatever. Same difference.
Yeah, we're going to put out a project.
Yeah.
As soon as possible.
Yeah, when me and Seb get her done. But most of it's done. It's just...
overdubs.
Yeah, finishing touches kind of stuff. But there's those are our two shows coming up. Maybe some other stuff, but I think that's all that's... set in stone for the next couple weeks.
Yes, well, I've got that Monday, July 20th.
Yeah.
It's on the calendar, Panopticon.
Absolutely.
And if anyone wants to keep an eye out for when that album's coming out or wants to DM you guys to ask where the heck is Panopticon,
yeah,
how should they reach out?
You can...
Or follow or all that stuff. Yeah.
I think our Instagram is @roulette.00. And then you could email us at roulettband@gmail.com. I've been waiting. I made a band email so long ago, I've never had a use for it. Shoot me an email, please. Doesn't it have to be related to roulette?
The roulette website as well.
Oh, yeah. Roulette.strawpage.com, which I need to put the shows on. I just put all this work in a website, and then I forgot that you have to actually...
Maintain it
and update it all the time.
That's always the worst.
Yeah. Let's call it Facebook.
Roulette.strawpage.com?
Or strawpage.roulette.com.
Okay,
see, sure. I don't even know. It should be it.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah.
No, I want to...
It's
always
like the black sheep
out.
Of roulette.
Okay, so we're trying roulette.strawpage, one word?
Strawpage, one word.
Okay, strawpage.
Checking right now.
No, that didn't work. What about...
What about
straw.page?
Roulette.straw.page. There you go.
Nice.
Max knows better than we do.
Whoa. I love local band radio, not radio, websites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there.
There's so much going on.
I can, like, see the corner of my eye. Like.
Yeah. Ooh, Lucky Spin. Yeah, I don't think I can talk about that on air. Never mind. there's an interactive website with spin in the name, and it was kind of viral. When I like clicked on Lucky Spin and it didn't do anything, and I was like, oh geez.
Wow, what a throwback.
Is that gonna...
to the listeners? Yeah. if you know you know.
Yeah, and they had you Spin My Head Right Round playing.
Yeah.
Oh, early, not even early internet. That
it's
was like
kinda
middle
early
internet. Yeah.
I feel like
early for us.
I don't know if you ever saw, like, there's a great website, like Eel Slap. It was like a guy getting hit by an eel, and as you move the cursor, it'd move the eel for you.
Scrubbed the video. Yeah. Same, very similar idea, actually.
Yeah. It's shockingly close in execution.
Oh, man.
Barrel roll.
Yeah. Google spins around. There was also like a website called like Find Me an Interesting Website.
Yeah.
And it was just full of those, but not the first
one.
You
click on that one and it would take you to, that was a big middle school thing. I remember that.
Yeah. Or that sounds about right.
There's that pointer website where like wherever you move your pointer to, it'll find a photo of someone pointing exactly to your pointer.
Oh, whoa.
Very kind of spooky. It's like this person doesn't exist, you know, like the AI website.
Yeah. Cool.
Very neat.
Yeah.
Would you like us to
web design is fun. Yeah, hit. Let's do it.
We wrote this song, Carousel, about like a big carnival near where I worked. I used to work, not anymore. It's called Carousel.
On the record, we very spontaneously got one of our friends to play banjo on this song. So
yeah, shout out Roma.
Yeah, try and picture the.
Yeah, try to if, imagine, it's not the same, but listeners, if you could imagine a banjo too.
Before
I could absolutely hear the banjo.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We're that happy.
That was great. Yeah.
Sorry, my brain scattered the heat scramble in my brain.
Yeah, just give me a second to tune to that.
Am I missing you now? These are all the ones in this tune, right? I'm not crazy. You're crazy. Anyway, the place I used to work, there was this like big tent they put up. And I think it was a carnival. I assumed it was, but it just looked wild. It was like right in the middle of like a mall parking lot. So it's kind of like, you know, this big parking lot. And then there's just also this massive tent. And then I went out to Amherst and I was trying to write a song. And I was like, I should write about this carnival that's out here.
And it's also a big wheel that spins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, I think I did a radio show about that one time. Yeah, things that spin.
I didn't even think about that.
That dude. You're giving us so many ideas.
Yeah, the lore.
I did, yeah. I played, like, Circle Game by Joni. Last week I did Shapes, so it was, like, it was a similar... I revisited it. I also played Turn, Turn, Turn.
Nice.
I might have played Big Wheel... the Wheel in the Sky.
Oh, yeah.
And then also...
Watching the Wheel, the John Lennon one.
No, I didn't. I missed that one. No. But I also, I did Big Wheel Keeps on Turning. Proud Mary.
Yep, oh, yep, yep. Nice. That's good. I didn't even think of that.
All kinds of spinning... wheels. Oh, and then Spinning Wheel by Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
There I love the themes, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
When I did radio, we did themes sometimes. Like, we'd be like, oh, the theme is, like, whatever we came up with, like, halfway through the day. But we tried to do an award show. Like, we thought we were, like, we're doing award week. And we were trying to get, like, as people occupant limit for the room. And then, like, we bought all these, like, tiny plastic trophies, and we, like, sharpied on, like, some, you know, random thing, like... Yeah. Best mustache. You'd win that right now, by the way.
Thank you. It's the only one in the room.
Listeners, imagine like just a great mustache. That's what Max is rocking right now.
Thank you.
No problem. Have you always been like a mustache beard guy?
More or less. I haven't seen my upper lip since the 10th grade.
Really? Wow. Yeah. That's a long-term mustache.
That's the first line to a song right there.
I haven't seen my upper lip since 10th grade.
Yeah. It might have been the beginning of 11th. I was playing the father in our high school production of Little Women. And,
wow.
Yeah. And I was lazy. I was like studying for the ACT or whatever. And so I like had some stubble, scruff, you know, as people do in high school, and it doesn't look great, but then the director was like, no, you need to keep that because it makes you look older. Fine.
You always kind of forget about, like, the first person in high school that had a mustache. Like, wasn't really a mustache, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I think every baseball ump to exist from, like, like, when you were a kid playing baseball, like, had, like, a peach fuzz mustache.
Yeah, yeah. Or, like, that one really tall guy on the basketball team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who might have been an adult.
Very well could have been. That would have explained a lot. Yes. Right on. Well, would you guys like to play another?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
This one's called Automatic.
Into somewhere, something I don't know what's heading my direction, but can you pull up? Thought I saw a brand new perspective. arms are flying back faster than the days could count themselves away.
Thank you. How long have you guys been playing together?
We met, when did we meet? Like 2 Augusts ago?
Yeah, that's right. You know what? It would have been a little bit after I did my first show here.
With Liz. Or the Nut.
Yeah.
Sorry to dox
We met before that, but we didn't start making music until, I think, 2 Augusts ago.
Yeah, we saw Quasi. Me and Sebastian both separately went to see the Portland band Quasi. They were big, like they toured a lot with Elliott Smith and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we ran into each other there, and I think they were playing, I don't remember what song, I wish I did, but we're like, we should do that. And then I think a while went by, and then one of us texted the other person. I think you texted me.
That's impossible.
I would actually scroll back and
probably
find out.
Probably texted me, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, totally.
We'll talk about that later.
This guy texted me and he was like, oh my God, you're so incredible. Yeah. But we just started writing stuff together. Probably as a full band, we've probably been together for a little under a year.
Right, yeah, that's a pretty big disclaimer that we forgot to mention, is that we have like two other band members.
Two other lovely band members.
Who we really like.
Yeah, they're some of our favorite people. Shout out Vic and shout out JoJo. Yeah. If you're listening right now, do not be mad at us.
Yeah, sorry. No, not sorry.
You did mention earlier that you had a band.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, we're in the clear then.
If you were in the studio with us now, the massive, like, huge lung release of soft, like, oh.
Relief.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good that there's still oxygen in here.
I know, where it is getting a little stuffy for sure.
Oh yeah.
That sounded judgmental. I didn't mean
delirium
is setting in.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I could, I mean, honestly, just for the listeners, I want you to hear how loud the AC unit is.
Oh yeah, please. Yeah. Hi Dad, if you're listening. Oh yeah. Hey Mark. Hi Neva.
Like, it's not that bad, and you get used to it, but...
That's bad. No, that's bad Xbox, Mike.
Yeah.
You have Uno.
I mean, I'm gonna... Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
it's okay. It's gonna be that much better when we do turn it on again.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not gonna feel that great when you go outside, but when it's on, it will feel better.
Do you ever have it on in the studio?
Yeah, usually when I don't have a band.
White noise week.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah, typically if I don't have a band and I'm not doing an interview, I'll leave it on, especially if I have backing music when I'm talking. But
that makes sense.
I only really notice it as a big issue when I started turning these into podcasts. And then I was like, looking at it in Audacity, and I was like, where is this noise coming from? And then I realized, oh shoot, it's both the AC and the studio fan and my laptop fan. And then once I turn all of those off, it's crisp.
Quiet. Yeah. You really could hear a pin drop, audience.
You could hear me drop this wet paper towel.
Oh, do it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There's a pick. Yeah. And we can just start throwing heavier and heavier things.
Next up, we're going to throw a chair.
I mean, you can hear me, like,
clicking.
You can hear me typing.
Are you like a fan of ASMR and stuff? And like really like... I'm not. I'm only asking. Just because it's a big... it's a thing.
Yeah, some people really like it. It works for some people.
I'm not trying to yuck anyone's yum.
Absolutely.
The ASMR savants of the world come after me. And I already gave them our Instagram, so it's
And your email and your website.
Yeah. If Roulette Band again, Roulette ROOLET Band at gmail.com gets any like avid ASMR diehards that are like, I can't believe you'd say that.
Yeah, and in fact, if you are one of those and you want to weigh in even sooner, we do have a DJ chat. You can go to wmfo.org/DJ-chat. You can also call in. I think that we have a telephone right here. I don't know if it works.
Oh my gosh.
But
please call in.
Oh, yeah, I think it does work. It's definitely tied to the flasher. But I don't know if I can put it on air.
There's like, you have to like have them agree to it or something.
Oh, well, I know that I could put it on air.
Oh, yeah, but you never know.
But I don't know if there's a, like a, I don't know if it's plugged in.
Oh, yeah.
They probably put it on speakerphone, hold it real close. Oh. But yeah, with if you do want to call in. Yeah, yeah. Perfect. The number is 855-915-9636. Again, that's 855-915, like the FM channel, and then WMFO. Someone really thought about that.
That
phone
we had
number.
The same thing for our yeah. station. It was very close
pretty
to what
cool.
it was.
And then 855 is the new 800. Because I remember they ran out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, like, I know this is a weird thing to talk about, but Pop Tropica, if you're familiar
oh,
with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
They, there was a level where you had to type in, like, whatever it was, 1-800-PIZZA or something, and I didn't understand. I had my dad help me. I was like, well, how do you put a letter in, you know, which is a real showing yeah. my age thing, but.
Yeah.
We're
I
all
had
youngsters in here.
What was really cool was the phones with the, like, the. You only had to, you didn't have to hit the button like 3 times to get to the letter.
Yeah.
They just figured it out.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how.
They had AI back then, man.
Yeah. Some. Well, I think it was just like statistical probability. Like, oh, if you hit this number, and that number, you could only make this many words. And that's probably the one that you meant.
True. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah. That was a cool little bit of technology, made texting on a flip phone a little faster. Of course, I didn't need to have a flip phone, but I'm pretty sure I broke my phone, which is why I had one.
So you get to downgrade to a flip phone because you broke your regular phone?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which was a sliding phone with a keyboard.
A kickflip or whatever?
Something. I think, oh, actually, I know it was an LG Xenon.
Wow.
Sick.
Shout out LG and Xenon.
Oh, yeah, in blue. I think that was my first phone. Right there.
Oh, my gosh.
That's an old wow. looking phone.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Whoa, what a throwback. What year did that come out? Anyway, I think that you guys have more music, or if you want to flip through and pick up April 2009.
Nice.
Wow. Anyway, yeah. If you guys would like to find a PSA to read.
Oh, absolutely.
We got 2 different books full of them. In the meantime, you're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Mellow Max. I'm here with Roulette. My show is highly recommended. It's full of all of the music I recommend highly. And Roulette is spelled ROOLET. And coming up at 10:30 tonight, Voodoo will be playing live in Studio D. And I think we have a PSA.
So, yeah, okay.
Cool.
I don't want to read. This one seems like
it would be... All right, yeah, skip it. Skip it. Don't eat it.
Oh, here we go. Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home.
It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on.
A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I can buy myself an LG Xenon for $20, no shipping fee on
really?
eBay. And they say that it's tested, but you gotta read the descriptions. It's probably not working.
Yeah, probably like it flickers.
Oh, it's got dead pixels and it is constantly flickering. Not sure if that's normal or not. Well,
that's kind of part of the experience, though.
Yeah. Yikes. That's so funny. Nothing ever is gone nowadays.
No.
All right. What have you got for us?
I think we have 2 more left. This one's called Shepherd.
Thank you.
perfect.
I enjoyed the harmonies.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks. Yeah.
And I'm sorry about that terrible sound. Do you guys want to hear that again?
Yeah, I wanted. What was that?
Yeah, so Joyce the Voice, legal name, by the way.
Okay.
Is one of the, which is incredible.
Yeah.
One of the DJs here at WMFO, and she's been emailing pretty frequently for the last week or so saying, hey, my CD is stuck in CD player one. Has anyone been able to get it out? And so I figured, why don't I try hitting the eject button?
A good idea. I like that.
And that's when it made that terrible, terrible noise.
That's forward thinking, right?
Yeah. There. So I'm going to put the microphone right up to it once it initializes, yeah, and you can hear the sound of frustration.
This is what Roulette Live sounds like.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, you know, it sounded like something automatic, which was the last song, of course.
Yeah.
It's taking a long time to initialize now. Put it on the spot.
Now it doesn't. It's camera shy.
Yeah.
Or microphone shy.
Yeah, something.
It's funny, I speaking of stuck CDs, I booted up like my old Xbox 360 the other day, and like I wanted to play Skate 3.
Nice, but,
like,
nice,
some,
yeah,
other game was like stuck, because you move it, you don't think about it, and you're like, I didn't even think if there's a disc in there, and it was like in between where the rack slides in and the actual thing, so it's like, it's Mission Impossible right there.
Yeah. Yeah. When I... the last time I drove my previous car, I had Kate Bush's The Kick Inside.
Sorry.
In the CD. No, it's okay. I thought that was the AC turning on, but it was just a truck driving by. I had it in the CD player, and yeah, the car never drove again, and that CD did not come out. The other CDs I got, but that one is like, no, I don't know where it went. But here's the sound of it trying to eject Joyce the Voice's CD. So hopefully that's not damaging to the CD. But
is it like a personal CD?
No, I think it was like a commercial. It's like
a wedding,
just like
tape?
Yeah. Something. Some artist's album name.
I thought we were getting like a guest like sending us a telegraph or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be sick. Yeah, and so, yeah, the phone's actually.
Oh,
like
wait, we are getting a phone call. Whoa. Actually. Let's. Yeah, see that flashing.
Yeah.
All right. Hello, caller. Good. Can I put you on speakerphone? Cool. Please don't curse. All right. How do I do speakerphone on this?
I don't know if that has speakerphone.
It might not, but try talking. No.
There's no way.
Volume up. I can relay it. Or, oh, wait. Volume up. Okay, try now. I'm getting a little something. Oh, and that volume goes up, too. No, that's... I don't know. Anyway, I'll relay what you gotta say.
It's probably like my dad. It's so sad.
Okay, so Roulette is really good workout music. And what was the last bit?
Nice, thank you.
You saw them in something not too long ago? Oh, they emailed you. You have an email. You have mail.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. That's exciting.
Uh-oh.
Caller, do you have a name that you'd like to share? Ross? R-O-B, Rob, thank you for...
Oh my god, Rob, if you can hear me right now, thank you. It's very sweet message.
Did you hear that? Well, Rob, thank you very much for calling in. This is a dinky, dinky old telephone. I wish it were an LG Xenon GR500 at this point. But thank you. What? Ain't that the truth? That's what I'm saying. Well, Rob, thank you for calling in. I'm going to let these guys play one last song and then cool the heck off. But thanks for calling in. I hope you've been enjoying the show. Right on. Have a good night.
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, that
very,
was nice.
Very kind email. That's like the first time that thing's ever been emailed.
Yeah, that's great.
I love that.
So this is the one that completes like our sort of canon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This song is called, it's called Roulette's Theme.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
I think it's
the first thing we really except for the singles that we put out.
Yeah.
We have singles on Spotify that are acoustic. We never have played them live, and now we're doing acoustic songs of our electric songs.
Yeah.
Anyways.
This is called Roulette's Theme. Thanks for having us, Max.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
And thanks for listening. Flawless.
Hell yeah.
Nicely Did you say done. That?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I said it earlier in a song, and my heart dropped. I was like, uh-oh,
FCC.
FCC.
Yeah, I think that one's fine, because it's also a town in Michigan.
And a location.
Yes.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
And several other states,
really?
I think.
Have and there's a beer, yeah. too. There's a beer called a Hell. Oh, yeah.
Well, you can pretty much, there's no FCC regulations on what you name your beer.
True.
Yeah, they're pretty far out there.
Yeah,
well,
it's a place, so just saying the name of a place, really.
Yeah, yeah. But then there are some pretty obscene place names.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's read them. Sorry. The Hot Wings thing is happening.
Yeah. No, we're delusional.
Yeah.
Any mistake we may have made on air, can't blame it on us.
No.
It's the darn heat. It feels like we're in a swamp up here.
Before you go, Sebastian, that is a very small guitar.
Oh my gosh, you're getting... I think everyone today...
Or you're just really tall. I don't know.
How tall are you? Let's stand up next to each other.
I'm like 6'5".
No. Oh my god. Audience, he's probably like, honestly, 6'4", 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah, have you ever seen Twin Peaks? He's as tall as the giant.
That's cool. They just played Twin Peaks at Somerville, like, Cinema Club. It's like a group. They did the European pilot.
They did it on Laserdisc.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it spoils who Bob is, who murdered Laura Palmer.
In, like, really?
In the
like
pilot.
In the pilot. Wow.
Yeah. And I think they have the original ads. There's an ad in there as well, which is funny. Cute. Which means someone ripped the pilot of Twin Peaks onto a Laserdisc, which is crazy.
Hey, digital.
True.
That's pretty neat. I always... I don't know, my high school library had laser discs, and I was like, that's cool. What the heck is this?
Did they have a player, too?
No, I don't think so.
You just had to get one.
Yeah, if you had one.